Do you see a role for Canada? It sounds might sound like a naive question given our limited diplomatic resources.
It's not a naive question. I actually feel a bit frustrated. When we established diplomatic relations, we were very cautious in terms of what we could do. We were looking at certainly supporting the United Nations organizations in the context of food and health, so that we did a continued to do the good humanitarian side. I think part of that still continues through UN organizations like the World Food Program or UNICEF. But when we actually were able to go to Pyongyang to have exchanges with the North Koreans, to, in my case, convey Canada's unhappiness with respect to the human rights situation and the overall nuclear non-proliferation situation, I could talk with senior people within the regime, and not only with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but with higher up on the political side, and even with the military, with senior military people one time. But so we were, I considered, a modest player, but for some time, for a number of years, we were a player. After each one of my trips to Pyongyang, the South Koreans, the Minister of Unification, would see me. We would talk about what was happening there. I would certainly brief other interested parties, including the South Korean military, and also the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and their think tanks, and certainly I'd also brief other members of the six-party talks, including the United States. So you felt, or at least I felt, that I was contributing to a certain modest side, but we were contributing something. And equally important, I could see what was happening, only to a certain extent. I'm not naive, because certainly there were a lot of Potemkin village type of instances, but I could see what's going on the ground, and even changes from one visit to another, and could convey that back and think about it. Nowadays, because the previous Harperite leadership decided that they didn't really want to deal with North Korea, so they established what is called controlled engagement, that they truly minimized any interaction with North Korea. And I personally believe that was truly short-sighted in terms of Canada's relationship, not only with North Korea and China, but the relationship with Asia-Pacific region. And are we committed? Are we interested in a role that is beyond just thinking about more trade? I truly believe that you have to combine that with constant, regular commitment to look at what we can do to ensure that the security situation in Asia Pacific writ large is stable. It's to all our mutual interests, quite frankly, but again, the Harperites decided that they would just do so-called controlled engagement, which really was almost zero engagement. And perhaps now, under Prime Minister Trudeau, you've got a situation where North Korea is just not high on their priority list in the context of, just diplomatic priority. I think that's wrong, and it should be considered much more, again, in the strategic long-term context of Canada's relationship with Asia.